Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 234 of the Story Hacker podcast. So I'm going to talk a little bit about exercise. Exercise and storytelling. It's not going to be long. But one of the things I haven't mentioned about my morning routine is that about just under a month ago, I added exercise to my morning routine. In fact, it's now the first thing I do in the morning when I get up is more or less I get on the indoor bike that we've got that I was actually pretty into a couple of years ago, and you know, as things happen, I fell out of the habit, and now what I'm doing is building the habit back into my life. And the research I've done seems to indicate it takes about 45 days to do that, and it's definitely been the case that it's been something I've been using willpower. I've been spending willpower on getting up and doing the exercise. Whereas the bits that come after, the shower, the meditation and the podcast, are properly grooved in already. It feels like easy. It feels right to do those things. Anyway, I wanted to just share this little insight. And it is little. I haven't got a magic bullet for enjoying exercise. But this morning, I did wake up and think, well, I don't know, I almost felt happy that I was about to get on the bike, which is weird because I don't really enjoy it. I don't really enjoy it, if I'm honest. And what's been happening, it's only 20 minutes, but, you know, I look at my watch at the end of, like, minute one, I think, oh, you know, there's a long time to go kind of thing. But this week I've gone back into doing something that I was doing a couple of years ago, which is HIIT exercise, high-intensity training, I think that stands for. And to be honest, for me, it's not that high intensity, but effectively what it means is that you divide your exercise session up into kind of relatively light exercise and periods of light exercise and periods of hard exercise, basically. And I'm, just so you know, I'm doing like 30 seconds of hard exercise followed by 45 seconds of rest. And that's just what I'm doing at the moment. I do that about 16 times in a row, I think, to get my 20 minutes. Anyway, the interesting thing is, since I've started doing that again, which is basically this week, the time has gone a lot quicker. And I think it's related to this thing we talk about in stories, you know, and I've talked about this fairly recently on the podcast. In stories, we are looking for those highs and lows. We are looking for those that rhythm, the turns in the story. You know, as I've said before, if you're reading a good novel or watching a good TV show or movie, you will see that every scene turns the story in a slightly new direction. It gives the thing new momentum. And I think that kind of thing is weirdly working with the exercise, because there's always that sense of downtime and uptime, high and low, crescendo and sort of silence, and that kind of rhythm I think is really helpful. And I think it's maybe one of those things that our bodies are just tuned to. You know, I've talked in the past about how my favorite sandwiches are kind of you know, Marmite and then honey. I don't eat honey anymore, and it's partly because of the hugeness of the transition between those two tastes on my taste buds. Yeah. And I think we're kind of tuned for change. And, you know, recently, a couple of days ago, I talked about change in story, didn't I? And the importance of change. And I think one of the things that the HIIT exercise does for me, maybe it wouldn't work the same for you, but I think it is interesting, is it kind of focuses on that change. So instead of looking at 20 minutes of long torturous exercise, I'm actually almost in a kind of a novel pattern where I'm saying, you know, there's 16, 18 scenes or whatever, and they've got these highs and lows in them. Does that sound weird? I think it might sound weird, but it is interesting how this stuff links together. We are designed biologically to see extremes as kind of things of interest, aren't we? And I think the fact that the next change when I'm doing my HIIT exercise is a maximum of 40 to 45 seconds away is really interesting, because it focuses you on just the next change. And you get a bit lost. You get a bit lost, just a little effect, but you get a bit lost. And that, of course, is what happens in a bigger way if you're watching a TV show that you really like, or reading a novel that is really well crafted. Anyway, that's a slightly weird podcast, but hey, it is a Saturday, so I hope whatever you're doing, exercising or not, you're making the most of your day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye now.